Welcome to Zichud Avsi, my name is Avram Goldhar, and today Masechus Yevamos, Daf Yud Ches, the second perek, Ketzad. The second perek has been generously sponsored by the Hatzlacha of Avadya ben Leia and his family. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, after Rabbah clarifies that a brice reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds there is no Zika, Abai challenged this based on a mission that Rabbi Meir himself taught that states, if there are four brothers, two of whom married two sisters, and those that married the sisters died childless, so that the widows fell to the remaining brothers, the widows require chalitza and may not do yibum. Rashi explains that this is because each one is achu zukuka so, the sister of his zukuka. The concept of achu zukuka so is predicated on the idea that there is a zika. Now, if there's no zika, then hani mitrei batikasin. These widows come from two different households, and since each one is a widow of a different brother, let one brother do yibum to one widow, and let the other brother do yibum to the other. Rabbi answered that Rabbi Meir holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling in this mission is because he holds Asu Levato Mitzvah Yibum. It's forbidden to be Mevato the Mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die, and the first brother will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow, because she's an Erevet to him, being that she is the sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Rabbi Meir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. Pointing to the next Mishnah discusses another case of Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo, where the third brother was born after the second brother did Yibum to the first brother's wife. The Tanna Kamma holds that if the second brother dies, the third brother may not do Yibum or Chalitza to either Yavama or her tzar, because the Yavama has the status of Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo, and her tzar is the tzar of an Erva. Rabbi Shimon says he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either one. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother from his first brother. Therefore, she's not an Erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. And pointing with you, Rabbi Oshia says, Chal kaya Rabbi Shimon af berishona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mission the Perikon holds, that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, if the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her, since she's not considered Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo. The Gemara explains that, Kasava yesh zika, v'zika k'chunusa damya, that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is zika between every Yavam and Yavama. And he also holds that a woman bound to a man in zika is considered like a full wife. Rashi explains that even though the third brother is born before the Yibum, since the Yavama is considered like the Yavam's wife, it's as though he was born after the second brother took her in Yibum. The Gemara continues with a lengthy analysis of Rabbi Oshia's position, and on the next daf will successfully refute it. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, after Rabbah clarifies that a brice reflects the opinion of Rabbi Meir, who holds there is no Zika, Abai challenged this based on a mission that Rabbi Meir himself taught that states, if there are four brothers, two of whom married two sisters, and those that married the sisters died childless, so that the widows fell to the remaining brothers, the widows require chalitza and may not do yibum. Rashi explains that this is because each one is achu zukuka so, the sister of his zukuka. The concept of achu zukuka so is predicated on the idea that there is a zika. Now, if there's no zika, then hani mitrei batikasin. These widows come from two different households, and since each one is a widow of a different brother, let one brother do yibum to one widow, and let the other brother do yibum to the other. Rabbi answered that Rabbi Meir holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling in this mission is because he holds Asu Levato Mitzvah Yavam. It's forbidden to be Mevato the Mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die, and the first brother will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow, because she's an Erevet to him, being that she is the sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Rabbi Meir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. Pointing to the next Mishnah discusses another case of Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo, where the third brother was born after the second brother did Yibum to the first brother's wife. The Tanna Kamma holds that if the second brother dies, the third brother may not do Yibum or Chalitza to either Yavama or her tzar, because the Yavama has the status of Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo, and her tzar is the tzar of an Erva. Rabbi Shimon says he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either one. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother from his first brother. Therefore, she's not an Erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. And pointing with you, Rabbi Oshia says, Chal kaya Rabbi Shimon af berishona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mission the Perikon holds, that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, if the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her, since she's not considered Eishes Achiv Shohiyah B'Olamo. The Gemara explains that Kasavar Yesh Zika Vazika Kachunusa Damya, that Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama. And he also holds that a woman bound to a man in Zika is considered like a full wife. Rashi explains that even though the third brother is born before the Yibum, since the Yavama is considered like the Yavam's wife, it's as though he was born after the second brother took her in Yibum. The Gemara continues with a lengthy analysis of Rabbi Oshia's position, and on the next daf, will successfully refute it. All right, so now we go to our siman daf Yud Ches, and our standard siman is a chuppah, because ben Yud Ches lo chuppah, an 18-year-old should go to chuppah. So here goes. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for a psak, that is asid b'mavato, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. Once again, in slow motion. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah. Chuppah? That must mean one daf Yud Ches. The expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, which reminds you, Remeir holds that there is no Zika. And the reason for his ruling that two sisters that fall to Yibum to two brothers must do chalitza is because he holds asher mevatel mitzvah Yavamim. It's forbidden to be mevatel the mitzvah of Yibum. If Yibum was permitted, then perhaps after one brother does Yibum, the other one will die. And then the first one will not be able to do Yibum or Chalitza to the other widow because she's an erva to him, being that she is a sister of his Yavama. Therefore, Reb Meir prohibits either brother from doing Yibum and requires him to do Chalitza. So, the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that's asid b'mavato, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after a second brother does Yibum may do Yibum or Chalitza to the Yavama from the first brother or her tzara. Rashi explains that Rabbi Shimon holds that since the Yavama became the wife of the second brother before the third brother was born, she never fell to Yibum to the third brother. Therefore, she's not an erva to him, and he may do Yibum or Chalitza to either her or her tzara. So the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that it's asid b'mavato, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. Which reminds Rabbi Oshia says, Chol k'ri Rabbi Shimon af b'rishona. Rabbi Shimon also disagrees with the first mishnah in the Perek and holds that even if the third brother was born before the second brother did Yibum, if the second brother dies childless after doing Yibum with the Yavama, the third brother may take her since she's not considered Eishes Achiv Shloya Balomo. The Gemara explains, Kasavar Yesh Zika, Vazika Kekunusa Damya. The Rabbi Shimon holds that there is Zika between every Yavam and Yavama, and he also holds that a woman bound to a man in Zika is considered like a full-fledged wife. So once again, the expert Yibum rabbi, famous for his psak, that's asher to be mevatel, the mitzvah of Yibum, was interrupted in the middle of a chuppah with news that a baby brother of a Yavam had been born after the Yibum, and immediately sent back a message that even if the baby had been born before the Yibum, that there is Zika, and the Yavam is like a full-fledged wife. All right, now it's time for our four blabat chazara. Daf Yadal. So the simmer Daf Yadal is a hand, and we often use a juggler. So here goes. The juggler who started to juggle right after he heard a baskel announced whom the halacha follows, which reminds us. The Gemara says that Reish Lakish and Rav hold that Beis Shammai did not follow their own opinion regarding being matya the tzaros of an erva to do Yibum, and Rav Yochanan and Shmuel hold they did. The Gemara asks Amos, when did this Malchokas of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel take place? Ilei Makodim Baskel, if you say it was before Baskel announced that the halacha always follows Beis Hillel, then what would be the explanation of those who hold that Beis Shammai do not follow their own opinion? And if it was after the Baskel, then what would be the reasoning of those who hold that Beis Shammai did not follow Beis Hillel? The Gemara clarifies that the Malchokas could have taken place either before or after the Baskel, and each opinion would have a rationale for their position. So, the juggler who started to juggle right after he heard a baskel announce whom the halacha follows entertained judges from two separate batei dinim in one city. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, according to those who say that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion, why was there no issue here of what was he going to do? Which means, lo sasu agudus agudus, do not make separate factions. Rava answered that what he's going to do only applies within one court when some of the judges follow Beis Shammai and some follow Beis Hillel. But in a case where there are two batei dinim in one town, where one follows Beis Shammai and the other follows Beis Hillel, there is no problem of losisko to do. So the juggler who started to juggle right after he heard a baskol announce whom the halacha follows, entertained judges from two separate batei dinim in one city, and was delighted to see that despite all their disagreements, they still treated each other with chiba and reyus. Which reminds us, it was stated in a brisa that even though Beis Shammai Beis Hillel disagreed about being matir tsaros in the case of Yibum and other halachos, Beis Shammai did not refrain from marrying women from Beis Hillel, and Beis Hillel did not refrain from marrying women from Beis Shammai. To teach you that they treated each other with affection and friendship to fulfill that which is stated, Ha'emes v'shalom havo, love, truth, and peace. Daf Tes Vav, so the Simmer Daf Tes Vav relates to the fruit of Tu B'Shvat, and we use a fruit bowl. So here goes. The rabbi who bought a fruit bowl, that must mean we're in Daf Tes Vav. The rabbi who bought a fruit bowl as a gift in anticipation of marrying off his daughter's tzara, which reminds us, the Gemara continues the discussion whether Beis Shammai followed their own opinion and brings up Raisa that states Rabbi Tarfon, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, said, Te'avani masay tavu tzara sabas liyadi v'asa'ena, I desire the time when the tzara, my daughter, who is currently married to my brother, will fall into my hand and I will marry her in Yibum. Since marrying a tzara of an Arab is only permitted according to Beis Shammai, this is proof that Beis Shammai followed their opinion. The Gemara answered, Rabbi Tarfon said, Va'asiena, and I will marry her off to someone else without doing chalitza, which would be permitted according to Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Tarfon sought to preclude the opinion of Rabbi Yochum and Nuri, who attempted to accommodate the views of both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by requiring every tzara do chalitza. By stating that chalitza is not necessary, Rabbi Tarfon was showing that he disagreed with Rabbi Yochum and Nuri's suggestion. So the rabbi who bought a fruit bowl as a gift in anticipation of marrying off his daughter's tzara and toveled it in Yehu's trough where the dividing wall was broken open, which reminds us Mar Zutra attempted to show that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion based on the following brisa. Maisa b'shokas Yehu sha'itz b'shalayim. There was an incident with Yehu's trough in Yerushalayim, which was connected to an adjoining mikveh, and all the tower foods were prepared there, meaning that their kalim were immersed there. And Beis Shammai sent and widened it, for they held that it's not valid until the majority of the dividing wall is broken, so that the water is mixed over a large area, not just through a hole. The Gemara rejects this proof, saying that one who sees the Talmud of Beis Shammai breaking over the wall of Yehu's trough would say that he's doing it to increase the amount of water in the trough. So the rabbi who bought a fruit bowl as a gift in anticipation of marrying off his daughter's tzara and toveled it in Yehu's trough where the dividing wall was broken open, refused to answer a shaila about whether tzara sabas is mutter and yibum out of fear that some people might want to crush his skull. Which reminds us, Gemara brings another proof that Beis Shammai followed their own opinion. Yeshua was asked, Tzara Sabas Mahu, what is the halacha regarding the tzara of one's daughter? Is one permitted to her in Yibum? He answered, that's a malchus Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And when pressed regarding who the halacha follows, he answered, Mifnei ma'atem machnisim roshi ben shnei harim gadolim. Why are you putting my head between two great mountains, between the two great factions of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Miss Yarani Shema Yorotsu Gogalti. I'm afraid they might crush my skull. Rashi explains that if he ruled in favor of Beis Hillel, then those who are rendered to be mamzerim might kill him. The Gemara explains that if you say Beis Shammai followed their own opinion, that's why Rabbi Yeshua was afraid that those rendered mamzerim might kill him. But if Beis Shammai followed Beis Hillel, what was he afraid of? Daf Tezayin. So the Simmer Daf Tezayin is toes, and we often use an acrobat with big toes. So here goes. The poor acrobat with large toes. Acrobat with large toes? That must mean we're on Daf Tezayin. The poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stunts, which reminds us that Rabbi Dos Min Hargan has clarified to a delegation Rabbanim that he held like Beis Hillel that Tzara's Bito Asura, and that it was his brother Yonason, who was a Talmud of Beis Shammai, who held Tzara's Bito as Mutter, and he had 300 reasons to back up his position. So the poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stunts, ran off to Amon Amo, where he hoped to collect Maaser Ani during Shviz, which reminds us, Haggai's second ruling was Amon Amoav Ma'asim Maaser Ani B'Shviz. Jews in Amon Amoav give Maaser Ani in the seventh year. Only the lands of the ones from Babel conquered would be sanctified for future times and be subject to the laws that apply in Eretz Yisrael. And they left over some areas unsanctified in order that the poor should rely on them for produce during Shviz. Rashi explains that the poor in Eretz Yisrael would come to Amon Amoav during Shviz and hire themselves out as agricultural workers and also receive Leket Shechuah Peah and Maaser Ani. So the poor acrobat with large toes, who was afraid to compete with his first-class opponent, known to perform 300 stans, ran off to Ammon Moav, where he hoped to collect Maisa'ani during Shviz, and was relieved to meet the minister of the world who told him that he'd never seen a tzaddik forsaken, which reminds us, it was the Sar HaOlam, the minister of the world, which is a malach, into whose hands the whole world has been given, who recited the pasuk, Nahayisi Gamzikanti, Lareisi Tzaddik Nezav, I have been a youth and also old, but I have not seen a tzaddik forsaken, nor his children begging for food. The Maharshal explains that since this malach existed from the time of creation, his testimony that he never saw a tzaddik forsaken is truly remarkable. Daf Yud Zayin, so the Simmer Daf Yud Zayin is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The non-Jewish used car salesman, that must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos, which reminds us, on the bottom of the Tessai Nama Bay's review, to set in the name of Ravasi, if an idolatrous Mekadosh a Jewish woman nowadays, we suspect that it's a valid Kedushin because he might be a Jew from the Aseres HaShvatim, from the 10 Tribes. Rashi explains that Ravasi holds that a child born from a Jewish man and a Gentile woman is a Jewish mamzer, and therefore, nowadays, we suspect that every non-Jewish man from the place where the 10 Tribes dwell is a Jewish mamzer descendant from the 10 Tribes, and we need to suspect that the Kedushin is valid. Shmuel said that there isn't a problem, for a child born from a Jewish father to a Gentile woman is not Jewish, and there isn't a concern about the children born from Jewish women from the 10 tribes, because either they were not able to give birth because of the long, difficult journey, or because the Nevi'im declared that their offspring should be considered complete idolaters. So the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, which reminds us that the source that Ne'eshes Achiv, Sholei Abolomo, is not taking Yibum is from the Pasuk Yeshua Achim Yachtov, when brothers dwell together and one of them dies childless. Sha'aitzalem Yeshiva Achiz Ba'olam Prat Ne'eshes Achiv, Sholei Abolomo. This implies that the brothers dwelled at the same time in the world, excluding the wife of one's non-contemporary brother. Revuta then expands to the word Yachtov, together, teaches Miuchadim Anachla, joined in regard to inheritance, which Rashi explains means that they inherit each other, prat la'achiv min ha'em, excluding from Yibum one's brother from a mother. Rava said that the source that Yibum was only for paternal brothers is learned from the Gezer Shava of Achva Achva Meminei Yaakov. So, the non-Jewish used car salesman from 10 Tribe Autos sold a van to two living paternal brothers who just received a Yerusha from their father, who were racing to make it to the wedding of the mother of a deceased Shomer Yavam to a Yavam because they held there was no Zika. Which reminds us, Rav Huna said in the name of Rav, Shomer's Yavam, Shemesa Mutta Be'ima, if a woman who is awaiting her Yavam died before he did Yibum or Chalitza, he's permitted to marry her mother. The Gemara says that we see the Rav Huna holds Ein Zika. There is no Zika bond between the Yavam and his Yavama. Rashi explains that we do not look at the Zika to the Yavama as a bond that makes you like an Arusa, an engaged woman who would forbid her mother to him after her death. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from previous Masechtas. Number 1. Which daf did we learn from Yachtov that Yibum only applies to paternal brothers who are miyuchadim l'nachla, they inherit each other? That's on daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 2. Which daf did we learn? Reb Meir holds asu levato mitzvahs yavamim. That's on daf Yud Ches. Good, number 3. Which daf did we learn that the Sar HaOlam was the one that recited the pasuk Nahar Yisi? That's on daf Tez Zayin. Good, number 4. Which of the one the Rav Huna holds that a Shomer's Yavam that dies, the Yavam is mutter to her mother because he holds there is no Zika? That's on Dav Yud Zayin. Good, number 5. Which of the one Rabbi Oshia says that Rabbi Shimon holds that even a baby born before Yibum is not considered Eshel Zachiv Shalei Balomo, and that Zika Kaknusa Dami? That's on Dav Yud Ches. Good, number 6. Which of the one why Rabbi Yeshua was afraid to paskin about Tzaras Abbas and rule publicly if he held like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good, number 7. Which of the one that the Jews in Ammon Moav gave Maiso Ani during Shviz? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good, number 8. Which of the one that Shmuel said that there is no concern that Goyim can be Jewish mamzers descended from the Aseres HaShvatim, the 10 tribes? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good, number 9. Which of the one Rabbi Shimon holds that a baby born after Yibum is not considered Eshel Zachiv Shalei Balomo? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Good, number 10. Which of the one we do not say Losi Skodudu when there are two Bate Dinim in one town? That's on Daf Yud Dalet. Excellent. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which of the one of the Minhagim for Avelos were changed due to sensitivity to the poor, which is why people are now buried in simple linen shrouds? That's on Daf Chav Zayin Amod Katan Gud number 2. Which daf did we learn that Shadim are like the Malchei Asharis in 3 ways, and like humans in 3 ways? That's on daf Tez Zayin Chagiga. Good, and number 3. Which daf did we learn that Kodesh Baruch Hu saved the moon from embarrassment by making sure the moon's indent never faces the sun? That's on daf Chaf Gimel and Rosh Hashanah. Excellent. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu wishing you a great day and great learning.